And I want to start with last night a little bit. We saw Kirko? Thursday Night Football. What a finish. What a great game. It really was. Falcons.
Missed the face mask or the game would have been over.
It would have.
See, it turns out officials make mistakes for everybody, huh?
No, they wanted the Falcons to win. No, it was a walk-off touchdown. It was really fun to see. But Kirk Cousins threw for over 500 yards. Kirk Cousins
my fantasy
looks...
Oh, that's tough.
I had Darnell
Mooney. Dude, I got Kyler Murray. He's been really good in fantasy.
Make you feel better. I had Darnell Mooney on my fantasy football bench for 31 points. Thank you very much. And then Khalil Shakir is ruled out, so I would have swapped him, but he wasn't ruled out until an hour or two ago. So
rough.
That part's a bummer. But no, I want to talk about Kirk Cousins a little bit because he looks like Kirk Cousins again. Comeback player of the year, definitely in play. He's 4-1 right now. I once again had two people yesterday say I look like Kirk Cousins. Maybe that's why I'm even more biased about Kirk Cousins. I don't know. The MVP is still in play as well. Nobody's running away with it. I'm just telling you, Kirk Cousins, the concerns about the Achilles, I don't have him anymore. I think he has shown the last two games. He's further along in his rehab and all that, and now it's showing in production. You don't throw for over 500 yards, and we can't just sit here and be like, I still need to see more. No. He threw for over 500 yards against a good Bucs team. With, by the way, Darnell Mooney, the number two, and Drake London having massive games, and still not a great performance from Robinson as they lean on Tyler Allgeier. So Kirk Cousins.
Kyle Pitts played well, too.
Kyle Pitts did have all the heat on him. He had a nice game. Well, give him some props. That's true.
But that's what's so funny about the way Kirk Cousins played is he has done it largely without Bijan Robinson. Tyler Allgeier didn't get a ton of touches. That was probably the best game Kyle Pitts has played all year, though. Before that, he was doing it without him, too. I'm going to stick with quarterback as well. I want to ask an off-season question to these NFL teams. Why don't one of them just let Joe Flacco start for them for the beginning of the year? It's worked with Baker Mayfield. It's worked with Sam Darnold. Joe Flacco is legitimately the better starting quarterback of every team he's the backup for. And they just run him out of town because they're like, well, he's going to make Deshaun Watson look bad, so he can't be having that, you know? Just let him start for your team. If you're stuck in no man's land, as in you just took a rookie quarterback and you want him to sit for a year, let's say if you were the Falcons, you could have just signed Joe Flacco for nothing and started him for a year.
See, this is my issue.
What are you doing?
We just
if you're stuck in no man's land, you're not going to draft a quarterback. Just let Joe Flacco be the starter from day one. He's better than eight starters in this league.
You had me till you made
the Falcons
reference. You had me because you're right.
I'm just because they were going to draft a
Joe Flacco. Is backing up Anthony Richardson, who was drafted high, long-term, higher ceiling and all that. He was sitting behind Deshaun Watson because they gave him the big contract, even though it's a terrible contract.
That's really
Atlanta, come on now. You're saying this after Kirk Cousins just... my whole point of my All-32 was that very thing.
Hold on.
Stop discounting him.
I'm not discounting
Kirk Cousins. Stop discounting him.
My point was, if you knew you were going to draft a quarterback, but you didn't want to start him right away, good old reliable Joe Flacco is better than 8-9 starters in this league.
Yeah.
Every time he's backing someone up, he comes in. He'd be better than Bryce Young. He'd be better than Andy Dalton. He's better than Deshaun Watson. He's better than Anthony Richardson.
Andy Dalton's
he's
a backup
better starter.
I mean, Andy Dalton's a backup.
Well, Andy Dalton should have started for the Panthers too for last year.
But they drafted Bryce Young. Of course, they were going to start
him.
Even,
waited
even if
year,
he
you
stinks.
Know?
Drew, what do you got for all 32?
Surprise, surprise. Aaron Rodgers is included in this one. We're going to stick to the quarterback.
I'm happy you went outside of Cincy, I'll be honest.
Has it been a little too much
Cincy? I have done
lately?
A very good job at avoiding Cincinnati for the all
32s. They got that big win against Panthers?
Yeah, that's right.
And I did not watch, so it almost is tempting for me not to watch this weekend. So mine is they're on the brink of a complete disaster. So I know that Aaron Rodgers is kind of struggling a little bit, but it's about Aaron, but it also is about Robert Saleh. So after the game this past weekend, Robert Saleh had comments about dialing back the cadence that Aaron Rodgers has. And Aaron Rodgers said, quote, "That's one way to do it. The other way is to hold them accountable." And that
He said that on Pat McAfee. Look,
I don't understand why. I get why people are like the Jets, but it just seems like it's a disaster, and Robert Saleh is part of the problem. I know that you've questioned him, Golden, just in terms of his coaching ability in general, but it just seems like it's New York. There's pressure. You're on the brink of having a disastrous season, and it's not related to injury. It's more camaraderie within the group.
They're only two wins. Do you know who their wins are against? They're 2-2. Their wins are against Tennessee and New England.
Yeah. I agree with you, Drew, that it's a big swing in the next week or so because it could get really ugly there for Robert Saleh with Aaron Rodgers running the show. It's why a lot of people believe that they almost have to go trade for Devontae
Saleh
Adams.
Also laughed off pressure.
They do not get along. Aaron Rodgers, even though this was happening at the end of Green Bay, is not a good teammate. Instead of ever trying to help a teammate, he's always like, shut up, stupid. Do it the way I'm doing it and do it better. which is not the way to approach being a teammate. Their remaining schedule, by the way, over the next month and a half, they go Minnesota, then Buffalo, then at Pittsburgh, then they get New England, at Houston, at Arizona. Like, I mean, they're fried. That team's not making the postseason.
Guys, this is the leverage the Raiders have. I think they have to trade for Davante Adams.
And they should do it now.
I think they have to do that, considering everything where you're bringing up. And Garrett Wilson, who I think is very, very talented, is a stud. Yeah. But he doesn't have the rapport still.
No.
With Rodgers, that's a problem. We know Rodgers and Davante Adams had that, and maybe they can pick that back up right away. I think the Jets' only chance of salvaging this thing is trading for Davante Adams, even if it takes a second-round pick.
I do think, in looking back at it, when the Packers were drafting like Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed, Aaron was having a problem with getting along with the guys. Jordan Love comes in, and they look really good with the same group of wide receivers. Garrett Wilson and him can't get on the same page. Aaron Rodgers wants his guy back, but it's the same sort of thing where he just can't get on the same page as the wide receivers, and other quarterbacks can, and that sounds like it's more of a quarterback problem than it is anything else.
I also think that he's suffering from what I would call Bill Belichick assistant coach syndrome. When you were the guy in Green Bay, right, you were the man, you were winning a Super Bowl, you were putting up all these stats, you were winning MVPs, you can bully people around. You can force them to your way of thinking. You're in a new city and you've done jack squat for them. So, like, if you're in that situation, you can't just bully everyone around. And Saleh and him obviously do not get along, right? Do we all agree to that?
They said that they're friends, but again,
Rodgers is in charge. Rodgers is in charge of that team. That's
which
what it
is a weird position.
He runs the show there. They're all going to lose their job if they don't turn this thing around. Every single one of them will be gone next season. That's the pressure they're feeling. And it's in New York. Yeah, Drew, it's in New York, which adds to everything that is going on there. That's all 32.